请你打开约书亚记第一章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, let's read from verses 1 through 9.
旧约嘅约书亚记第一章。
In the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, chapter 1.
第一节，耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手亂的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野和这利巴嫩直到幼法拉底大河，客人的全地又到大海日落之处，都要作你们的警戒。你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立的住，我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Reading from verses 1 through 9. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your feet treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea towards the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
好，我们就读这处的圣经，我们低头祈祷。
That's the end of our passage, scriptural reading for now. So let's come together in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Beloved Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们早晨有一次相聚在你的面前。
Once again, we're able to have this opportunity to gather before you.
求主用你自己的话。
We ask that you utilize your words to teach us, to lead us by the Holy Spirit, so that not only will we understand, but that we will be one to serve you, to do according to your words. May you grant us your grace. Oftentimes we feel that we're weak, and that we fail. But we know that in you there is no such thing as failure. And in you we are able to be strong. So we ask that you utilize your own words to instruct us, to lead us.
奉主耶稣的名字。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们今天就继续和弟兄姊妹交通约书亚。
This morning we're going to continue our study of Joshua.
约书亚我们曾经和弟兄姊妹交通过了。
As we have stated in the past,
约书亚是摩西拣出来。
Joshua was the one whom Moses has selected.
在千万人的当中拣了这个少年人约书亚。
Joshua was the youth that was selected from amongst thousands of people.
上一次我们弟兄姊妹交通过圣经说在这个约书亚的心里面他有一个
And as we had shared last time, the reason being that in Joshua there was a different spirit.
有一个或者翻译成为一个叫做独特的一个心智。
Or it could be translated to say that it was a very unique spirit.
我就话与众不同的一个咁样嘅心智。
It is a spirit that is uncommon.
这个另一个心智，与众不同嘅心智系咩嘅心智
？So this different spirit, this unique and uncommon spirit, what was that spirit？
唔系话佢同特别其他人唔同。
It's not that he himself was somehow different from everyone else。
好似唔使食嘢嘅，唔使瞓觉嗰顶。
Meaning that he was somehow able to subsist without having to eat, able to function without having to sleep。
呢个另有一个心智。
This matter of a different spirit。
是全心全意的跟随神
refers to his total devotion, total desire to follow after the Lord.
无论神今天说什么
doesn't matter what the God was saying today,
他接受的就是神的话
what Joshua accepted and received was the very word of God.
神要他怎么做
and so whatever God wanted for him to do,
虽然与其他的世界的人其他的人不同
Even though it might differ from what anyone else would do,
他就怎样去做
He will do that.
神看上他
And so God saw this in him.
或者说摩西看中他
Or we could say Moses was the one that chose him.
是因为他有这样的一个另一个心智
Because of that very spirit that he possessed.
我们很清楚的看见不是因为呢他做了什么事情。
So again, it's not because of what he did.
也不是他做了什么特别的同那班以色列人不同的事情。
Or somehow has some different achievement that separated him from everyone else.
是因为在他里面有一个特别的独特的心智。
But it was specifically because there was a different spirit that he possessed in his heart.
上一次同弟兄姊妹都交通过了。
In our last study, we also shared on this.
神对以色列人有一个目的。
That God had a purpose for the Israelites.
神要将他们带离埃及，进到去迦南地。
God brought the Israelites out of Egypt into Canaan.
去迦南这个地方。
To go into the land of Canaan
是代表着在他那里享用神自己的丰富
means that their lot was to be able to enjoy all that God has provided in that place.
同埋他们进到去迦南在那里享用安息
And as they enter into Canaan, they were going to be able to enjoy rest there.
那摩西当时作一个领导带领他们
So Moses was the leader. He was the one that led them out of Egypt. But then they went forward and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And now, where do we find them? We find that they have now come to the border of the Promised Land.
只要呢他们过了这条叫做约旦河
And as long as they are able to cross the Jordan River
那呢他们就可以即刻呢踏足一个 神嘅应许地，呢个美地。
Then they would find themselves landing specifically on this promised land of God, this land that was good, that's deemed by God.
所以佢哋只要踏足或者过咗呢条河咧，咁佢哋就会进到去呢个应许地嘅实际。
So all they had to do was cross the Jordan River and step onto the land that was there.
只要摩西一直咁样带住佢哋，继续嘅带住佢哋，好似前面嗰四十年一样。
And so Moses was, of course, the one who led them these last 40 years. And so there too will be a need to be a leader to lead them into the land.
只要摩西继续咁样带
，It would be great if Moses was to lead them.
好似以前咁样带佢哋
，Just as Moses led them in the past.
话阿起行啦。
And so it would be a directive to say, let's go.
咁佢哋咧就收拾啲帳幕啊，收拾好曬咁就。
And then they would pack up their tents and all their belongings, and then the whole nation would proceed forward.
嗰班以色列人對摩西嘅話，對摩西嘅帶領，佢係冇問題嘅。
And so for this group of individuals, this group of Israelites,They have heard that all these time and had no problem with hearing the command from Moses nor his leadership. Because that's what they did for all these years now. And so to them, Moses was their undisputed leader. So whether they were to proceed forward or they were supposed to camp or whatever circumstances might have arisen, Moses was the leadership, was the leader. In other words, no matter what happened amongst them, there was someone, Moses specifically in this case,who would take care of every problem that came.
啊，佢哋有咩唔明白嘅事？
If they didn't understand some things,
佢就去同摩西讲啊。
They would ask Moses.
佢哋就摩西就同佢哋解明。
And Moses would explain it to them.
有咩事情搞唔掂啊？
If there was some situation that arose that was difficult,
带到摩西嘅面前。
They would come to bring that situation before Moses.
摩西就同佢哋做审判。
And Moses passed judgment.
好似冇一样嘢，佢哋呢几十年嚟系需要担心过。
And subsequently was able to resolve the issue. So there wasn't really anything that they needed to concern themselves about all during these years.
因为摩西就系佢哋嘅领导。
Because Moses was there, he was their leader.
乜嘢都同佢哋处理，佢哋根本都唔需要费神。
And they were able, he was able to do everything or resolve every issue.Or take care of everything that came. They didn't have to lift a finger to do it.
好似咧，我哋去旅行咧，参加啲旅行团咁啊。你去过旅行啊
？I'm sure brothers and sisters have joined many a tours, going wherever.
咁你去参加旅行团嘅时候咧，就系乜嘢嘢人哋都同你搞掂啦。
When you join a tour, of course, every accommodation.Every matter has been taken care of for you.
你唔需要理会啊，听日去边度咧？预备啲咩 ticket 啦，或者行边条路啊？你都唔使谂。
You don't have to worry about, oh, how am I going to get to that my next destination? Where is my next destination? Do I need tickets when I get to that destination?
或者你听日食乜嘢？今晚食乜嘢
？What am I going to have for meals tomorrow or tonight?You don't have to worry about any of those issues. You don't even have to worry about when you have to get up or wake up that morning. You get a wake-up call. So everything concerning how you live that particular period of time has been now taken care of for you. For the Israelites, to me, I think that they were in the same type of situation.
乜嘢都唔需要嚟，又唔需要去耕田，又唔需要做嘢。
They don't have to worry about anything. They don't have to worry about farming. They don't have to worry about this or that.
摩西喺度嘛
？Why? Because Moses was there.
摩西喺度搞掂曬啦嘛。
Moses was going to take care of everything.
好啦，神啊，如今嚟带佢哋嚟到呢个约旦河嘅边缘。
So now they've come, God had led them now to this place. They are right at the border.
咁继续向前行。
They should be able to just continue forward.
继续跟住摩西咁样。
They'll just follow Moses as they have always done.
咁就掂啦。
Then that's everything's taken care of.
但系问题喺呢度领先。
But now the problem comes.
正系佢哋要开始一个新嘅。
Just as they were about to embark on this new path, and just as they were going to enter into a new battle,
圣经就话, Moses 死了。
The Bible clearly tells us Moses died.
Moses 怎么死的?
How did Moses die?
如果我们回到生命记载前面那一章是34章。
If we go back actually to the book just prior to Joshua and Deuteronomy, the last chapter, chapter 34.
你就发觉了呢,原来那天神将他们带到去那个地方。
And it describes that God led them to this particular location.
咁神就将摩西带上去尼波山。
And, God then led Moses up to the Mount Nebo.
咁就将整个迦南地嚟到俾摩西睇
，and showed him all the land of Canaan that lay out before him。
嗱，嗰度啊，就系你哋要进入去嗰个美好嘅流奶与蜜之地。
There, Moses, there is where you, the people, will be able to go into the land of milk and honey。
但神话，佢哋以色列人可以入去，但你唔可以。
But then God says something else. He says, your people, the Israelites, will be able to go into the land. But you will not be able to go into the land.
我们知道这个原因就是有一次摩西没听到神的话，神叫他吩咐石头出水，他就打了石头几下。
And we know just from our understanding of Bible history, here it tells us that the reason why Moses could not go was because of that one particular incident when he was instructed to strike a rock so that water would come, so that to order the rock to for the water to come forth, but he did not obey according to the word of God, and instead he struck the rock.
神就话喺呢件事情上边冇尊重到神
，and because he did not uphold the word of God.
所以神话你唔可以进去迦南。
So God specifically says, you shall not go into the land.
咁我覺得好得意嘅，如果我哋翻嚟睇下第三十四章第五節。
If you flip to Deuteronomy, which is the book that preceded Joshua, if you go to chapter 34, verse 5.
好輕描淡寫咁樣樣，佢話：於是耶和華嘅仆人摩西就死喺摩押。
It seems so casual. It's just very plainly stated in verse 5.So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there.
就系咁样样啊！
That's it.
佢唔系心脏病突发，又唔系中风。
He didn't have a stroke. He didn't somehow contract some sort of strange disease.
又唔系因为打仗死。
It's not because he was in battle and so he was killed in battle.
更加唔系因为交通意外。
It's not because of some accident that happened.
原来神叫佢死。
But God.Cause him to die.
於是, 摩西就死在神的面前。
And Moses died before God.
他死的时候,圣经告诉我们,他眼目没分花,第七节。
And Bible was very clear. It tells us that when he died, his eye was not dim.
精神又没衰败。
Nor his vigor abated.
是很健康的。
He was very healthy.
但是他死在神的旨意当中。
But he died within the will of God.
你知道我刚才说过以色列人是这个摩西是最伟大的领导来的。
Do you remember we had just talked about Moses, how he was perceived in the eyes of the Israelites.
他们这样跟摩西已经跟了四十年。
The Israelites followed this one leader for 40 years.
如今他是这样死了。
And now he died.
那整班人呢都不知道怎么办。
Now what are they going to do as a people?
怎样过约旦河?
How are they going to cross the Jordan?
怎样去进入到迦南?
How are they going to enter into Canaan?
怎样去打仗?
How are they going to engage in battles there?
我相信一个跟惯人的人呢，突然间不见了一个领袖呢，其实是迷迷惘惘的。
Just think about it. Someone who was used to following, all of a sudden had their leader taken away from them.
没了摩西了，现在。
Moses was no longer there.
一切的事情都好像都不行。
It would seem that the pervading sense was that they're lost.
这个好像都是事实，是我们这样的情况，好像一个人之常情这样。
And we can also sympathize with that particular situation. There was a young man who came and shared with me. And he says, you know, I've lived under my parents' wing all my life. My mom and dad, they prepare everything for me.
无论你去哪个学校读书啊，选什么科啊，做什么啊，全部父母为他安排的。
Which school was I going to attend? What type of classes should I take? All the things of the day-to-day business, all taken care of.
如果要 after school sport 啊，要学什么啊，父母都懂得同我讲的。
What type of sport, after school sport should I compete in? It was chosen for me by my parents.
我一啲都唔使担心
嘅。I don't have to worry about anything.
食乜嘢更加唔使讲啦，只要我有胃口就得噶啦。
Much less what to eat. The only thing that was needed was for me to have an appetite.
着咩嘢我是但啦，父母肯同我讲。
What to wear? My parents would take care of it.
但系佢话有，当佢进入大学嘅时候。
But he also at the same time then followed up and said when he went into college.
整个事情都不同了。
All of a sudden, everything changed.
你知道啊，不可以带父母入去课室噶吓。
You know, you can't bring your mom and dad into your classroom. You know.
只能够送你去到学校门口。
They might be able to take you right to the doorstep of your college.
所以从此之后。
But so from that point forward.
吃咩 dinner 啊
？What am I going to eat for dinner?
点样煮饭啊？落几多水啊
？How am I supposed to? What am I cooking? How much water do I have to put in that pot?
洗衫，咁我要几多碱粉咧
？Do my laundry? How much laundry detergent do I need?
哇！呢啲原来嗰十多二十年喺屋企，呢啲全部未做。
So that 10 to 20 some odd years maybe of days that he spent on this earth, he didn't have to raise a finger to do any of those things.
啊，当然啦，而家有啲父母咧仲话空运啲食物去。
Of course, we know that many parents even make sure that their kids have enough food, so they pack them up with lots of food to send them to college.
嗰次就係咁啊！有對夫婦同我哋講話：啊，你寄啲食物去咧，最好咧將啲食物煮好，擺喺呢個膠袋裏邊，抽空曬佢，買個抽空機抽曬佢，咁咧保存耐啲，就用 express 送咗去，每日送一次。
As an aside, you know, there was actually a set of parents who came and talked to us and said, you know, we found the best way to send food to my kids away in college. You make sure you put them into a plastic bag and then you use one of those gadgets and then you take out the air, you know, from the bag. So then and it becomes food that's in a vacuum. Then you mail it express and you can do that every single day and they'll have fresh food every single day.
Oh, then they really don't need to come.
Yeah, so then they don't have to worry about anything, right?
更加唔使讲话，待人接物啦，人情世故嗰啲，根本乜都唔知。
This particular young man, he didn't have to worry about manners, customs, what he was supposed to do.
再加上咧，新嘅环境，啊，连个 locker 喺边度都唔知，课室喺边度，佢都唔识数。
And now in the new situation, he's suddenly put into a new situation. Where's my locker?Where am I supposed to go for classes?
当时的以色列人,
for the Israelites of that day, they have come to this point in their lives.
我估他们有这样的心情。哎呀，败家伙。
I'm sure that it crossed their mind. Oh my goodness.
摩西，神的仆人死了。
Moses, the servant of God, he died.
惊起上来。
I'm sure fear struck them.
我估 當時的人會是這樣的心情。
And I'm sure the general person would respond in this way.
約書亞呢?
But what about Joshua?
約書亞是不是不同啊?
Remember, we said Joshua was different, right?
我估計這個時候他都 不會同這些以色列人有什麼特別的分別。
But even though he was different, I don't think his reaction would be too different from the general populace.
他都同樣的在一個恐慌的當中。
He too might be taken aback by the developments.
為什麼這樣說呢?
Why would I say that?
因為神跟他們說，你不用怕。
What were the words that were spoken to him from God? It says, be strong and courageous.
大家先,
it says, do not tremble or be dismayed.
明言就是說，他那時怕，他都怕。
By those very words, it tells you that he was dismayed. He was, he had a problem with fear.
雖然他是一個另一個心智的，是一個這樣的。
Even though he was someone who had a different spirit.
我就在那裡想，究竟他們怕什麼呢?
So I thought to myself, what are they afraid of at this point?
約書亞究竟在那時怕什麼?
What was specifically Joshua? What was he afraid of at that time?
我相信那時候 他怕自己，對自己失去了信心。
I'm sure that for him, he was afraid because he lost faith in himself.
我們知道約書亞呢，這40年啊，他是做咩啊？係做摩西嘅幫手。
What was Joshua's position during these last 40 years? He was Moses' servant.
喺呢40年嘅裏邊。
So within these last 40 years,
佢跟住摩西。
He followed Moses.
其實乜嘢場面，咩大場面佢未見過啫。
Did he actually encounter something on his own that was major and different?
Yeah. 他見過爭戰。
Sure, he's engaged in battles before.
的時候經過紅海。
Do you remember when the Israelites were taken out of Egypt and they passed through the Red Sea?
他們跟埃及人爭戰。
They were fighting against the Amalek.
他們跟亞瑪力人打過仗。
They were fighting against the Amalek.
他出面是這樣，入面他那班人，他也都見過以色列人的反叛。
So that was an external enemy. But all along, Joshua also have seen with his own eyes the rebellious heart that was in the people. He saw Horeb and their rebellion against Moses. You remember the end result of that particular incident was that the earth opened up and swallowed the enemy. He also saw Miriam, how she went against Moses.
結果呢, 她生了, 大麻風。
And what happened? She contracted leprosy.
她更加見過好多次呢班以色列人，佢哋嘈交。
Joshua was an eyewitness to the many a times when the Israelites complained and murmured and said, we don't have any food, we don't have any meat to eat, we don't have any water to drink. It was to a point where their revolt caused God to send out serpents to come and to infiltrate their settlement.
直至到摩西要整一條銅蛇，咁呢班以色列人一望呢個銅蛇嘅時候，佢哋得著醫治。
And remember the outcome of that was for Moses having to build a bronze serpent and raise it on a staff, and then whoever was willing to look upon that staff, that they were the ones who were healed.
佢經歷過呢啲所有嘅事情。
So Joshua experienced every single one of these things.
亦都睇見呢啲事情嘅發生嘅原因後果。
He saw how those things develop. He knew what was behind the development of those matters. He knew it all.
佢應該知道神自己嘅作為。
And he should, at the very least, know God's handiwork.
但係有時候，我就諗。點解經歷過咁多，佢還係怕呢?
So the question came to mind: if he has gone through all these experiences, why is he still afraid?
我就諗佢一直咧係 係企喺摩西嘅後邊。
I'm thinking it's because all during that time he stood behind Moses.
眼係睇到呢啲嘢。
Sure, his eyes can see what was going on.
但佢冇實際嘅經歷。
He observed it, but he didn't have first-hand experience.
因此嚟到呢一個咁嘅骨折眼嘅時候。
So as he comes to this critical juncture,
摩西死咗。
Where Moses has now died.
於是裏邊有個恐慌。
So within him now there was a fear.
我就諗神點解喺呢個時候嚟到叫摩西死咧
？Then the question comes: Why did God take away Moses at this critical point?
點解神唔叫呢？摩西長命少少啦，最低就過咗去先啦。
Why couldn't God give Moses some longevity, at least a very little bit of longevity, at least maybe to bring the people over to the other side first?
我喺度思想呢個問題嘅時候
，So as I thought about this question，
我就發覺到原來呢班以色列人呢幾十年啊，佢哋都係靠住摩西嚟走。
I came to a conclusion。That for the Israelites, all these many years, they continue to put their reliance upon one person, and that was Moses.
如今神再一件咁样嘅事。
And now God stepped in and intervened.
目的系要将佢哋从跟随人转到去跟随神。
Why? It was so that these and the people would learn the lesson. Instead of following a man, they might learn to follow God.
所以第二節第一章第二節就話：我個仆人摩西死了。
And that's why it says here, my servant Moses is dead.
摩西雖然係一個好偉大嘅領袖。
Yes, Moses was a great leader.
但係只不過係神手裏邊嘅器皿。
But he is only the vessel that was chosen by God.
約書亞，你如今要將你嘅眼睛從摩西嘅身上轉過嚟，係轉喺神嘅身上。
Joshua.You need to realign your sight. Turn from looking at Moses and now look upon God.
因为咁多年来咁多嘅事情
All these years have passed. All these events have occurred.
所有嘅胜事唔系摩西，而系神嘅自己
All the victories and the successes was not because of Moses. It was because of God.
弟兄们，如果有摩西冇神
If there was just Moses and God did not exist,
咁所有嘅事情係算得乜嘢
？So what? What if? So what if all these things happened? What was it for?
相反嘅就話摩西唔喺度啦。
But conversely,
佢冇改變。
If you take away Moses, would God change? No.
呢個先至係我哋嘅安慰，呢個先係我哋嘅根據，呢個係我哋所要。
So this fact should be the source of our comfort, should be the source of our strength.
喺嗰個時候，呢班嘅以色列人。
And the source of our confidence. So this group of individuals,
好似冇咗领导
it is as if the leadership was taken away.
但神叫个心意要佢哋嘅眼睛唔好摆喺人嘅身上
But it is so that God's desire for them to transfix their eyes upon God would be realized, so that they would stop looking for a man.
所以摩西死咗后三十日
So after Moses died. 30 days later,
神就话：你哋起来，对约书亚讲话，现在你要起来。
As God spoke to Joshua, says, "Now is the time to arise."
现在你就要起来。
It says, "Now therefore arise."
神冇话啊，咁你为摩西哀哭咗三十日，咁你都系好伤心嘅，你再去揾个地方。休息下啦，或者系 vacation 散下心先啦。神冇噶话
，God didn't come and comfort him and say, "I understand. You know, you've just mourned the death of Moses for 30 days, and I can see how it's taken a lot from you. Why don't you go ahead and take your time, go on a vacation, make sure that you get yourself back together again, and then we'll come back and we'll see where we can go."
神就话 ，Enjoy， 你要起来。
No.God just says, now, therefore, arise.
哇，中百姓过咗约旦河。
Cross this Jordan, you and all this people.
往我所赐给以色列嘅地方。
To the land which I am giving to them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
呢个系神要。
This is what God wants.
今日可能我哋有好多嘅事情叫我哋悲伤。
Today, we might have a lot of things that are sad or that we're sad about.
好多事情叫我哋过唔去。
A lot of things might cause us to grieve and not be able to get over. But God doesn't want for us to wallow in that state. No, God says, arise. But God, I'm so weak now. I have no strength. I'm so sad. It's so pitiful. But God says, arise. Now, arise. Cross the Jordan River. To the land which God is giving you. There was a lack of confidence for Joshua. But in reality, you know, it's not such a great job to be a leader of the Israelites. You know, they are pretty much like barbarians. Yes, true, the Israelites were the chosen people of God. But when anything didn't quite work out well, nothing mattered. All bets were off. They were even willing to stone Moses. So I'm sure if you think about it, for Joshua, he was put in a very difficult situation. But thanks be to the Lord. When God spoke to him, I'm sure that you can see it from the text. There are several wills.
So, 5
says, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you, I will not forsake you. And then in verse 9, it says, for God, your God, is with you wherever you go. So God gives to him appropriate words at the appropriate time. He gives to them the appropriate comfort. Joshua, you don't have to look at the circumstances. You don't have to look to see the people and their condition. For God will be with you. No one will be able to stand before you. It says all the days of your life. That means for your entire life. God has promised that He will be with you just as He was with Moses. Such a great comfort, right? If Joshua just received and accepted God's word as face value, he would have been granted much relief and much comfort. Today, God speaks to us in quite the same way. I'm sure with the recent financial tsunami crisis that it affects us to some degree or another. At the very least, when you go out and buy things now, it's more expensive. So that's the very least. But of course, it affects other people with layoffs, or maybe they've lost business. Of course, the joke goes that especially for those who are near retirement, they had a 401k, now it's down to a 201k. And then you hear bad news also. This relative has contracted cancer, that relative is sick.
There was a plane that crashed into a house, and then the next day another plane crashed. There's fire emergencies, there's earthquakes, there's all sorts of things that are quite frightening. God, why have you brought us to this place? Why couldn't you just let us have a peaceful life? And that would equate to the Israelites saying, God, why didn't you just let Moses live a little bit longer? Let us cross over to the other land and let us enjoy the rest that's already there. Let's turn to another passage now, in Isaiah.
49章.
Chapter 49. Have we found it yet? In Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14, it reads, But Zion said, The Lord has forsaken me. And the Lord has forgotten me. Oh Lord, you've forsaken me. Why is it that I cannot see your face? Look at the circumstances. Look how difficult, how sad.
My lung?
My situation? Look how sad my situation is. Everywhere I look, there's bad news. Lord, did you forget about me? Lord, did you forsake me? A lot of times, we respond that very way. We don't know what to do. I don't know how to carry... Go forward. But verse 15 of the same chapter is the Lord's answer to us.
Verse 15
says, Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. We thank our Lord. Circumstances might be deemed unfortunate. It seems that we're being attacked from all sides. There is not one thing that is going swimmingly. And what is in your heart is just gloom and doom. Does that mean that at that particular moment, God has somehow left you? Oh, the Lord has forgotten me. The Lord says, no. Maybe I might forget, it's possible maybe that I would forget a nursing child, but how could I forget you?
23节最尾嗰句话，等候我的必不自信。
And then the very last portion of verse 23, it says there, and you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope and wait for me will not be put to shame. We praise and thank our Lord.
环境可以改变。Circumstances
may change.
或者正在改变紧。Or
circumstances are changing.
我们以为拿着的，帮助到我们的，现在不是。That
thing or that whatever it is that we have always clung on to, the thing that is that we're anchored to, maybe has been taken away from us. Maybe you've lost self-confidence. So the only thing we see is
just gloom and doom.
但是神没有改变,
but God has never changed.
神是昨日、今日、以后不改变。
God is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
他说爱你,
he says that he loves you, and he will love you to the very end. He will not forget us.
并且他是将我们刻在他的掌中。
In fact, he has carved us onto our into his hands.
是这样来纪念吗?
He has inscribed us into the palm of his hands, and that's how he remembers us.
所以因此弟兄姊妹，我们要将我们的眼睛从地上边嘅人事物嘅身上边转过嚟。
And that's precisely the reason why we need to move our sight away from man, individual things or events, and to transfix our sight upon the Lord. I remember more than a decade ago, that our local assembly here, we divided into two.
我正是有一个这样的感觉。
And that particular time, I remember very vividly still that this is the sense that came over me.
因为平时带领我们的弟兄,
because after we another location was started for worship, the brothers who led us, they went to the other location.
平时和我们一起配搭的，也都唔继续喺我哋嘅中间。
And then the other brethren who were co-workers with us as we worked together to serve the Lord, they too, a part of them, they too had left and gone to the other location.
不单止这样,
not only that,
所有的精壮的肢体都去了地,
it seems that those who were strong and courageous, they were the ones who went forward and went to the other location.
留下的就是老弱妇孺。
So what was left here? It was a lot of elderly individuals, a lot of young kids.
你那时候没,很小个而已,
most every one of you were very, very young back then, right? So you don't know this.
那时候正是需要扶持,需要带领的时候。
So what was needed at that time? What was needed was someone to lead. What was needed was someone to serve.
正是那个时候，主将我哋分开。But
it was precisely at that particular moment that those who could lead and those who did serve somehow were taken away.
没有任何的一啲嘅帮助。
There was no other source of help seemingly.
我里头曾经有一段嘅时间系感觉到非常嘅难过，并且系觉得好孤单。
And for me, on a personal basis, I can tell you that I felt very, I felt so much hardship in my heart, and I felt more so that I was lonely.
就好似主将我哋带到去尽头咁样。
It seems as if the Lord had led us to a dead end, to the end now.
当时嘅以色列人，佢哋带神带佢哋去到呢个约旦河嘅边。
Just like the Israelites, they were led by God. But they were led by God to the banks of the river. And I felt that way too.
是曾经和这帮弟兄们一起的配搭，我实在有很多东西看到，有很多的体验。
Certainly, in serving together with those other brethren, we went through many things together and we saw many things together.
但是呢，我可以告诉你听,
but I can tell you,
所有这些时间, 我们都是站在这个弟兄的后面。
More, all during that time when we were serving together, I can honestly say that we were actually standing behind the leading brother.
都不是我，即是说我，不是我一手一脚处理。
So on a just on a personal note, just speaking personally for me, I was not the one who was taking care of everything on my own or being able to put my hand in everything that was going on.
香港人有句说话叫做有姿势又没有实际，那时我系。
And so the people from Hong Kong, they often have this idiom that says that you look the part but you not doing the part.
但感谢主,
But thanks be to the Lord.
这十几年过来,
a decade has passed.
我不敢说,
I dare not say that, yes, we've learned the lesson well now. But one thing I do know, that God is forever faithful.
神,
God will lead us.
当我们的眼睛转过来,
once our sight is turned and focused upon Him, to look to the Lord,
不是看环境,
no longer looking at the circumstances,
那时候你就发觉, 哦, 原来主的手在这里,
then and only then you'll realize, oh, the Lord's hand is here.
原来神从来都没有改变过,
in fact, God never changed.
以前是怎样带领,
just as He led the people in the past,
现在他也一样这么带领,
so today He leads us.
不过问题就是以前我们的眼睛,
the only issue really is the fact that in the past, our sight was set upon that person who led us. And we did not see the Lord whose hand was behind that person who was leading us. So if we are able to turn our eyes and set our sight upon the Lord,
当我们转过来,
if we can turn our sight and rely upon our Lord, then He will grant you comfort.
你就有路,
and you will have a way out.
否则的话,
instead of seeing just a darkness all around.
所以神话, 对约书亚话, 现在你要起来,
and that's why God spoke to Joshua and says, now therefore arise.
起来了吗?进去去支取神的应许。
Arise to do what? Arise to go into the land that I am giving to you.
我简单讲,神在那里,这段经文里面,你发觉神讲了四次,刚强壮大,刚强壮大。Very
quickly, in this text that we just read from 1 to 9, God repeats four times the same similar words, be strong and courageous.
因为约书亚当时是有这个害怕。
Why? Because Joshua was afraid.
第六节,你当刚强壮胆。
Verse 6, be strong and courageous.
第七节,只要刚强壮胆。
Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous.
第九节,你当刚强壮胆。
Verse 9, be strong and courageous.
什么叫做刚强壮胆?
What does it mean to be strong and courageous?
不再靠自己,
that means no longer you rely upon yourself.
单单依靠主,
and solely then to just rely upon the Lord.
单单依靠主,
just solely rely upon the Lord, to rely upon God.
你说怎样啊?那就很空泛了,你依靠主,你说依靠了。
So, well, you know, that's kind of empty, you know, kind of abstract. What does it mean to rely upon the Lord? God's word is not empty, it's not just words that are spoken without something concrete.
当神说你要刚强壮胆的时候,
what does it say after the Lord's encouragement to be strong and courageous?
第七节,
verse 7.
要刚强大大壮胆, 谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的律法，不偏左右。
Specifically, it says, after it says, only be strong and very courageous, it says, be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left.
第八节,这律法是不可离开你的口,总要昼夜思想,好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的这句话。
And verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, and you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it.
弟兄们,
brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be strong and courageous?
根据神的话,
that means you must live your life by the word of God.
所以弟兄们,
that's why we often and always encourage brothers and sisters to read the Word of God, to read the Bible more. Because the Word of God leads us. Because when we understand the Word of God, then we understand the will of God. And when we're able to understand the Word of God, it gives us strength to be able to walk the path that lies ahead. And the Word of God gives us the strength to be able to overcome the evil forces that are around us. I know, brothers and sisters, what the reply would be whenever we say, oh, we need to read the Bible more. The natural reply is, but I don't have time. Don't you know, every time I open the Bible and start to read, I nod off. Even if I'm able to read it, I don't get it. Why should I read it? There's lots and lots of reasons. It's true. We're not espousing for you to do the work just for the sake of doing the work, meaning to read the to be like someone who just always open the Word of God. It's not the action, but really is to really get into the Word of God. That means put yourself in the Word of God.
For the right reason, 我要做这个, for the right reason. What is the right reason to you?
So,
你真正的理由是什么?
Now, what comes oftentimes as a reply from the young people especially, they always say, no, I want to do it for the right reason. But what's the right reason to you?
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们用同样的, 找这么多不读圣经的理由去, 找这个理由去读圣经呢? 弟兄姊妹,
if we would spend the time to find the reason for reading the Bible as much as we try to find reasons for not reading the Bible, then we would have so much more blessing from God. May the Lord deal kindly with us. And lastly, verse 9.
他说你当刚强壮胆, 不要惧怕,
be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or do not be dismayed.
我觉得第九节开头那句真的非常的, 很有意思的, 他说, 我岂没有吩咐你?
But isn't it interesting that verse 9 starts with this question? It says, have I not commanded you?
我告诉你了,
I told you already.
你问来问去,
what do you keep asking for? I already told you so many times. You have to be strong and courageous. I told you you don't have to be scared and be dismayed. You don't have to fear. Why? It says, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Yeah, sure. There are lots of things that we won't understand. A lot of things that we haven't made the grades. But the Lord, God has already stated it. God already said so. Brothers and sisters, do you understand? There's a lot of questions, a lot of doubts that we might have. Oh, am I going to have problems with my health? What about the health of my marriage? Is this somehow going to continue to deteriorate? My work is in this particular economy. Is it going to be there continually for me? Am I
going to
be able to get entrance into that particular college that I want to get into? Will the economy actually turn for the better?
啊, 你还有没有那些, 呃, 恐怖分子的啦, 恐怖, 恐怖襲擊的啦?
Will there be any more terrorist attacks?
啊, 还有没有那么多天灾人祸?
Will there be any more natural disasters?
哇, 我们坐飞机都小心点哦, 去旅行都, 不然间又跌了下来哦。
Well, we have to be careful when we're even getting onto a plane, or else it might be the next one to crash. There's lots and lots of questions. Right? Do you have a question? I have a question.
但是主就说,
but But doesn't matter. The Lord says, have I not commanded you? I've already told you this. You just need to be strong and courageous. Do not tremble. Do not be dismayed. Why? For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. These are the words that God spoke to Joshua. Lastly, let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
Verse 20.
This says here, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, these are the words of the Lord that are spoken to us. It is actually the actual words that the Lord has spoken to us. Do you believe it? You could just say, oh, you know, I'm not sure. Those words that we just read earlier, they were words that the Lord spoke to Joshua in the Old Testament. But what about now? Here, this is the word of the Lord spoken to us today. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Whether your role is to teach someone else to observe the words of God, or it is your role to observe the word of God. It says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's what the Lord says. So may the Lord really speak to us. And that we would receive it, and then we would find the comfort in His words. That because of the circumstances that we find ourselves, we need to rely upon Him. We need to trust in Him. We need to look to Him. Let us pray. Our dear Lord, we thank you. Not only are you our Savior, you are our friend. You are our treasure. And it is such a good place to be that we're able to be in you. But we ask, Lord, that you open our eyes. Allow us to solely look to you. To turn and look upon Jesus. That we will not be affected by the things and the people of this world. But rather that we will find both comfort and satisfaction only in you. May you, Lord, continue to guide us. That we would give all exaltation and all honor and glory back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.